You're on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. The Triage Room is a podcast that encourages and empowers listeners to overcome obstacles of pain. Pain is the physical suffering or discomfort caused by illness or injury. When we describe the type of pain we're having, we're really describing the symptoms. Once we identify the symptoms, then we can deal with the root. Welcome to The Triage Room. You're now on deck with Ursula Camille, and this is The Triage Room. Today's topic, don't focus on the why and the when of the wicked. Let's take a look at Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 5. If thou hast run with the footmen, and they have wearied thee, then how canst thou contend with horses? And if in the land of peace, wherein thou trustedest, they wearied thee, then how would thou do in the swelling of Jordan? So here in Jeremiah 12, prior to verse 5, Jeremiah has been in prayer, talking to the Lord and expressing his concern regarding the wicked. And Jeremiah is in a place of, Lord, why do the wicked prosper? Why are those, God, that are doing wrong, it just seems like they're happy? Why is it, Lord, that I'm doing what it is you have me to do, and it seems like those that are against me, that's been plotting against me, they're succeeding in their ways and their plots against me? And when, Lord, are you going to do something about these wicked men? And it's the same, kind of like the same question or concern that Asaph had in Psalm 73 when he expressed where he almost slipped. Because his focus was in the wrong place. His focus was on, you know, the issues with the wicked. And he began to envy the wicked as they prospered in their way. But realizing that is not the way to be. In the area of envying the wicked, not being grateful for the blessings of the Lord, you know, and feeling low in spirit because the wicked are prospering in what they're doing. And then here's this comparison. Like, what about me? Those are ways to backslide when all the focus is on the wicked and their ways, the wicked and how they're prospering. So in Jeremiah 12, Jeremiah's praying and he's talking to the Lord, and then the Lord gave him a rebuke. And in this asking him in verse 5, like, okay, if you over here getting tired when it comes to, you know, dealing with those that your countrymen, you getting tired with this and you're in here with this minor situation and you're complaining about this, what are you gonna do? And how can you race against those on horses? Or how can you come against or contend with horses or those on horses, like kings, priests, prophets? How you gonna survive with that? And you're complaining about those that are you're familiar with. You're complaining about those your countrymen and having these bitter complaints about the things you're going through, things you're dealing with. The second rebuke, okay, if you're in a place of peace, a land of peace, a time of peace, and you have no peace, then what are you going to do when there's a war and the enemy comes in and sweeps across the land? How you going to have peace then? If you ain't got no peace now and you're in a place of peace, a secure place, and you have no peace, what are you going to do then? So here we can see focusing on the wicked is what we should not be doing. Like, Lord, why? Why does it seem that the wicked are prospering in their way? They're children of disobedience. And so the enemy, so Satan, gonna help them prosper in some things. But we as believers in Christ, all we have to do, have our focus on God and go to God for our help. And they wanted to know, well, Lord, why it seem like they're happy? Well, they're wicked. And the wicked, when they're operating in deceit and they are successful in their ways of deceiving, and their wicked plans are working, that is a place of satisfaction for them. And then he wanted to know why. Okay, Lord, I'm doing what you asked me to do. I'm prophesying, I'm saying what you want me to say, and it seems like they're prospering and their plots against me. God's word says, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. It ain't, you know, God sees all, and a time will come when those things will be dealt with, those things will be handled. But to have all energy and all focus on why are they and when will you? Wrong focus, because God has it. And here's my moment of transparency. I've had to repent because I myself have been guilty, just as these two scriptures, as in Psalm 73 and as in Jeremiah 12, asking God, okay, God, why? Not even knowing, focus is in the wrong place. That is a way to backslide. Asking God, well, Lord, why it seems like every time I turn around, they doing this, they doing that, and it just seems like they're getting away with it. Wrong focus. Well, Lord, why it seems like I'm over here doing what you asked me to do, but yet they over here X, Y, and Z in. Wrong focus. And I had to repent because my focus should not have been on why all the wicked prospering or why all the wicked doing the things that they're doing and getting away with it, because the space and the place that God had me in is where my focus needed to be, period. So I had to turn from that mindset and get my eyes off of that and not focus on the why of the wicked and not focus on the when of the wicked, because God has that. His word does not lie. But you can get so consumed from looking at it from the wrong perspective, with the wrong mindset, and consumed with the wrong thing because it appears to be a certain way. And not looking at it from the perspective of, yes, you may be dealing with some things, and those things may seem big at that time. From the bigger perspective of it, that's a minor thing compared to the greater trials and the greater things that will come. So sometimes there are things that we will experience and things we will see when it comes to the wicked. But don't be sidetracked by that. Because if you're not able to endure and you're not able to handle the situation you're in now and you're around what's familiar, then what will happen when greater things come? Take these things as opportunities and tools to gain, to continue to be in prayer, continue to look to God for help. And not have your eyes focused on the wicked. Don't get caught up when you see the wicked prospering in their way. Don't even look at none of that. That should not be our focus. God knows what's going on. He sees all. He knows all. But do not get consumed with the ways of the wicked. Do not get consumed with the why does it seem like the wicked. Do not get consumed with the when will the wicked. No. If you have found yourself in that same mindset, being consumed with that, a lot of times backsliding, we can be so blinded and consumed with what we think is a way of backsliding. Focusing on the prosperity of the wicked, focusing on what is going on with them, the why, not being grateful for the blessings that God has given us, and having these complaints. And if you have found yourself in that same position, if you have found yourself in that same situation, I encourage you to repent. Turn away from that mindset. Turn away from that way of being. Turn away from that being your area of focus and not being consumed with the why and the when of the wicked. Turn to God. Ask Him for help in the areas that you need help to succeed in the things that you're doing. Because whatever you're doing, when it comes to your purpose, if that is what God's purpose for you here to do, then okay, you will prosper in your way when you seek Him and you ask Him for strategy, you ask Him to lead you, you ask Him to show you how. He will. But living a life of comparing oneself to the wicked is not healthy. It's not fruitful. It's not productive. It is a hindrance. It will block you. It will put you in a position of being stagnant. It will put you in a position of being hindered. And don't even realize that is a way for the enemy to have that hindrance right in place. Because the eyes are focused on the wrong things. The eyes are now being consumed. And when the eyes are consumed on the thing, now out of the heart the mouth speaketh. Now what is in the heart is now being put in the atmosphere. You want to know why. So that's showing where your heart is. So I encourage you to repent. Repent from the way of thinking and being consumed with the why and the when of the wicked. God has that. Don't let that be your focus for the day. Don't let that be your focus for a moment. Don't let that be your focus at all. Keep your eyes focused on the Lord and keep your faith in Him. Let us pray. Father God, I come to you in the name of Jesus, Lord, just to say thank you. I thank you for life, health, and strength. Lord, I ask you, Lord, that those that may have been in a place of focusing on the why and the when of the wicked, then now be a time of turning from those ways, Lord, and turning to you, creating them a clean heart, O Lord, and renew a right spirit within them, Lord. That God, the time of wondering and pondering, that Lord, understanding that there's greater that will come, greater trials, greater things, just as Jeremiah, Lord, was focusing in that area of asking, and it was revealed that yes, there were some things he was facing, but however, even though he was facing those things, it wasn't as bad as he thought during the time that there was greater sufferings and greater trials to come. That, Lord, those that have been in a place of being consumed with what they're facing in the moment, that they continue to seek you, Lord, that you'll get them through those trying times. But there's preparation into where they're going, preparation, tools being given in the season that they're in, preparation, God, for the greater times that will come. And not getting weary, not getting tired, but trusting you through the process, seeking you in those most challenging times. That, Lord, they will allow themselves, God, to be strengthened by continuing to cast their cares to you, be strengthened by continuing to trust you through the process, be strengthened. And have their eyes focused on you. Lord, I thank you, I praise you, and I glorify your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You all be blessed. Thank you for joining me on deck in the triage room. To get the music you hear in this podcast or to stay connected, visit my website, UrsulaCamille.com. That's UrsulaCamille.com. Sign up on my email list, get merch and more. Have an area of pain you want to address in the triage room? Send your email to thetriageroom@gmail.com. I'm your host, Ursula Camille, signing off. Be blessed. One touch and your life will change. Did you know that Jesus reigns? One touch and your life will change.